question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by 100%NaturalReliefFactor.com. Now, if you suffer from inflammation, the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living, well, listen to this. Here's a note from Robert, who listens to us in Tennessee, and I quote him. I wanted to share with you all and everyone who listens to you that the pain in my knees, back, and shoulder is gone thanks to this awesome supplement. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months now, and I'm amazed at how well it's worked. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain, just wanting to crawl in bed. It so depressed me. At this writing, it's been raining all day. I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now I have a great quality of life again. I consistently take 3 packets a day, and I don't mind the extra expense. It's a lot better than the pain, and I get to meet me again. Unquote. Well, this is a 100% drug-free supplement to help your body lower or eliminate pain. 4 ingredients were combined to create Relief Factor. It's a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, now trusted by many to provide ongoing relief from their pain, back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee pain, general muscle aches and pains. Regain your freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com, and you can order your 3-week trial pack for just $19.95, or you can find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. Well, today we're delighted to do a Write Stuff segment. You know, we spelled that W-R-I-T-E, for a new book written by an author named Johnny Welsh, who is joining me. He and his girlfriend, Christy, not long ago, well, I guess in 2017, but he got to write a book after all, took a trip from Wyoming to Mexico and back, and they did something unheard of. I mean, we're talking really radical stuff here. They didn't take their phone. Well, they took their phones and they had them, but they didn't use them. They didn't go on social media every day. They didn't put up any Instagram pictures. They didn't text any friends. I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Johnny, I don't know. And how long was the whole trip, Johnny?
It was a 16-day road trip, Rudy.
16 days with no iPhone in your back pocket, right?
That's correct.
And what prompted this? When did you wake up one morning and thought you were a slave to the phone?
No, we're about average users on our smartphones, but it started off as a dare to see which one of us could unplug the most on the 16-day road trip, and then it turned into a bet. And then somewhere along the trip, it turned into a social experiment where we started telling other people what we were doing on our trip and how it was affecting us. And each day was a new adventure because we were so much more present during that time.
And this was a bet between you and your girlfriend, Christy, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Now, you know, I'm fascinated because you are a bartender, and I don't imagine being a bartender, you have much time to be on a phone, unlike some of the rest of us who have different kinds of jobs where we can pick up the phone anytime and text someone. I mean, you have people whose eyes you got to look into, and you have to talk and take orders and make drinks and all the stuff a bartender does. But did you find yourself in your off hours spending too much time on the phone?
You know, what happens to me is I'll go on my phone to answer an email, and then before I know it, 30 minutes goes by, and I'm
yes.
6 hyperlinks away from my original task. I'm like, man, they got me again.
Listen, I know that feeling, and I think a lot of our audience does as well. Okay, so you set out in this trip. You did do a little planning, you said in your book, you know, about some general routes and so on. But then your goal was to only, well, you said call your mother once a day because Italian, or every couple of days because Italian mothers get itchy if they haven't heard from their child, right?
That's true. Oh, yeah.
And but other than that, and maybe to check once a day, do you spend maybe 3 minutes, 5 minutes a day at most on a phone?
Oh, on that trip, it was about 10 minutes in the morning just to answer emails at 10 o'clock. That was it.
Okay. And when did you notice either the communication patterns between you and your girlfriend changing or your feeling in life changing? And then after you tell me when that happened, you can tell me how that felt.
Rudy, it happened almost right away. We got in the car. We just felt like a ton of bricks was lifted off of our shoulders. There was no digital leash. We were free to do whatever we want. You know, we could turn left, turn right, go straight. It was an amazing feeling. And to have Christy in the passenger seat looking around on the road trip instead of looking down at her smartphone, she can actually show me things on the side of the road. People put sculptures in the road and signs and little school buses decorated. And that's, to me, I call that road art. And if you're not looking out the window on a road trip, you're missing that radar. And that, to me, is the magic of the journey. That's why I think most of us like to travel, is to see some different things. And she was pointing out left and right all these things on the side of the road.
The book is called Paper Maps, No Apps. Paper Maps, No Apps, An Unplugged Travel Adventure. Johnny Welch is the author. We're talking to him now. And if you've just joined us, he and his girlfriend set out from Wyoming to Mexico and back for 16 days in 2017. And they did a very radical thing. They hardly ever took their phones, turned their phones on, their smartphones on. You quote a few people who have written books about this, and you also describe sort of this digital tsunami that we seem to all be washing under, that our attention span is shorter. You quote a couple of studies, I think, that we just know less because we rely on our phones. We notice less.
Yeah, this is true, and I see it as a bartender, at the restaurant. I'm in a resort town in Colorado bartending, and I see a lot of people sometimes coming in, and I know they've skied all day. And instead of asking each other, hey, did you find a good ski run or a good restaurant or a funny bartender or server, they just sit there and they're mesmerized by the device in their hand instead of interacting with fellow travelers, like I said. And that, I hope that magic never dies. That's the icing on the cake of travel, is to meet people on the road, fellow travelers, and to meet the people of the place you're visiting.
And that's a big part of your book, the people you met, which I guess you're suggesting you might not have met had you been looking for information, for example, like directions or help with certain things on a phone, instead of having to find someone, look them in the eye, and talk to them.
This is true. And the turning point on our trip, we named our trip Paper Maps, No Apps, as a joke at first. But halfway through, we're at a restaurant in Las Vegas, and the bartender, Laura, says, wait a minute. She says, you guys are doing what? And she asked us about our trip. And we told her we named our trip, and we're just using paper maps. And she's like, well, what do you guys do in the morning when you get up? I'm like, well, we talk to each other. So, but she had a reaction to that.
But you converted her. You converted her, didn't you?
She told us that we changed her perspective that day and thanked us. And that was the moment that this idea of the trip became sort of a documentary and became an idea for a book to share with others and just to lead by example and show, hey, don't forget to be present.
And did you find other people incredulous along your trip when you said, oh, we're taking a trip, and by the way, we're not using our smartphones?
Yeah, I did. And what was funny is a lot of our friends that we actually had met on the road, we had arranged it ahead of time, they started following our example. And we saw them. I didn't even tell them to. They just, they turned their phones off. And they joined in the conversation at either happy hour or wherever we were that day. It was great.
Let me ask you this. Did you find you were more relaxed? I ask that because I think sometimes I'm a journalist and I sort of always looking at the news. And it's almost like an itch I need to scratch sometimes. If someone, I'm sitting with someone and they, leave the restaurant table to go to the, out comes my phone. Did you find overall your day was more, for lack of a better word, relaxing? Use any word you want.
No, absolutely, Rudy. It was definitely more relaxing. Like the digital leash was off and it just felt freeing. It was almost like a digital detox or a smartphone cleanse. And it just felt good to get away. I mean, we still use our phones now, but we're just a little more aware of when we do it and how we do it. And, just more respect that way.
Did you find you missed anything important by not being on your smartphone most of your waking hours?
Not at all. The important things are right in front of our faces, and the important things are sitting right next to us, and those are called friends and family.
And you mentioned that you use your phone more wisely now. Do you have certain rules, or how do you manage your time vis-a-vis your phone today?
Well, between Christy and I, it's kind of an unspoken rule that if she's talking, I make sure that I'm not texting or scrolling or shopping or updating, and vice versa. And it's hard sometimes. We're not always successful. Like I begin to speak, and then I'll see her on the phone, and I'll just wait for her to be done. And I can tell sometimes she gets frustrated, and I do too, because you want to finish what we're doing, and just one more word in this text, and finish that text. It's really a lure that it's hard to get rid of.
Are you still preaching this gospel to other friends and strangers who come into the bar?
I don't preach it that much. I lead by example, and I joke about it more. I bring it up with humor. It's more of a self-deprecating comedy on smartphone habits because I don't want to be that soapbox bartender pointing my finger. I just make fun of my own bad habits, and everyone seems to relate to that. It's kind of funny.
But you do have a list of rules in some of your chapters, or at least goals.
Guidelines, yes.
Yeah, and those are being more present, et cetera.
Especially when you're out having dinner with friends and family, put the phones away. Be present, be at the restaurant, and you know, only use them if, you know, if definitely needed.
One more rule before we say goodbye.
Again, I just like to say, just be present, be aware, and be respectful.
Okay, and you and Christy are still together after this, right?
Actually, we are now engaged because of this.
Well, congratulations. The phone didn't get in the way. That's great.
That's true. Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you. The book by the gentleman we've been speaking to is called Paper Maps, No Apps, An Unplugged Travel Adventure by Johnny Welsh. You can go see more about it by going to johnnywelsh.com. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.